The Gemara just said that our Mishnah, the Rabbanon, holds that the pouring of the oil may even be done by a Zar, and Rav Shimon says it may only be done by a Kohen. What's the reasoning of the Rabbanon? And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says that the oil should be poured on it, and the Levina should be put on it, and it should be brought to the Bnei Aaron, the Kehanim, and he should take the Kohenim. This teaches that from the Kemitzah and forward it has to be done by a Kohen, but the mixing and the pouring of the oil is even kosher if it's done by a Zar. What's the reasoning of Rav Shimon? And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says Bnei Aaron, a Kehanim, but it's Darshan that's teaching regarding the part earlier in the Pasuk, meaning the pouring and the part after the Kemitzah. Frekmar Brisa says, we dash from the pasuk that says, be'etz boy and velokach, to teach that just as the etzba refers to the finger on the right hand, so to the Kabbalah must be done with the right hand. The pasuk also says, v'nosan, which teaches that the putting of the blood on the Mizbeach must be done with the right hand. Rav Shimon said, the pasuk doesn't say yad regarding Kabbalah, rather only says it's boy and v'nosan, which teaches that the putting of the blood must be done with the right hand. However, since it doesn't say yad regarding Kabbalah, it's even kosher if it's done with the left hand. Abai explains that the machlekes is based on whether we say that we darsh in the pasuk as referring to earlier or to later. From here we see that Rav Shimon does not say that. That is darsh in both ways. So Abazai it's shver. And for tomorrow, rather, the reason of Rav Shimon is based on the words of the heavy awe, and he shall bring it, the heavy awe, and he shall bring it to the Kohen. The Vav connects to the previous part of the Pasuk and teaches that just like the Kemitzah has to be done by a Kohen, the pouring has to be done by a Kohen as well. If Rav Shimon holds this way, then he should similarly dash in the Pasuk of Vishochad as Ben Habakar, Vihikrivu, to teach that just like the Kabbalah has to be done by a Kohen, that the Vav should teach that the Shechita has to be done by a Kohen as well. And for the Gemara, the matter of Shechita is different because there's a Hekesh of the Somach to Veshachat, which teaches that just like the Smicha is done by a Zar, so to the Shechita is done by a Zar as well, could be done by a Zar as well. In fact, the Gemara, maybe we should say that just like the Smicha must be done by the owner, the Shechita has to be done by the owner as well. And for the Gemara, we wouldn't say that because of a Kal v'chaymer. If Zerika, which is the main part of the Kapara, does not have to be done by the owner, then the Shechita certainly doesn't have to be done by the owner. And if you're going to ask that, we already learned from Zerika, because Zerika must be done by a Kohen, we can say that we learn from Yom Kippur, where the Pasuk teaches that the Kohen Gadol must shecht his carbon, that it's only over there that the owner has shecht his carbon, but other carbonists do not have to be shechted by their owner. Zach Tigmar Vayit Rav said, whenever the Torah says the word Torah and Chukah, it comes to teach that the halacha is essential. The Gemara initially understands this to mean that in order to teach that it's essential, both of these words have to be written. For example, like the Pasuk says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. Regarding Nozi, the Pasuk only says Torah, and yet Rav says that Tanufa is essential. Mar says the Pasuk over there says Kenyasa, which teaches that's essential. Regarding the Toida, the Pasuk says only Torah, and yet a Mishnah teaches that all four types of bread are essential. Mar says Toida is different because it's compared to Nazir. Regarding Mitzorah, the Pasuk only says Torah, and yet a Mishnah says that all four things are essential in the Mitzorah process. After the Pasuk over there says Tihiya, which teaches that it's essential. Regarding Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says Chukah, and yet a Mishnah says that the two goats are essential. Where it says, rather, Rav means that if the Pasuk says Torah or Chukah, it means it's essential. In fact, all other Kabbalists say the word Torah, and not all the details are essential. After tomorrow, the word Torah still requires the word Chukah to be written to teach that it's essential. But the word Chukah teaches it's essential even if the word Torah is not written. For fact, tomorrow, Rav said that Torah and Chukah are both equal in teaching that something is essential. After tomorrow, Rav was saying that even if the word Torah is written, if it also says Chukah, it teaches that it's essential. But if it does not say Chukah, then it does not teach that it's essential. For fact, tomorrow, regarding a Mincha, the Pasuk says Chukah, and yet Rav says that if a halacha is repeated, that means it's essential. This suggests that if it's not repeated, it's not considered to be essential, even though it says chukah. After tomorrow, the word chukah is only written regarding the eating of the mincha, not regarding the other avodas. For tomorrow, regarding lechem apanim, the pasuk also says chukah only in regard to the eating, and yet a mishnah says that all aspects are essential, meaning the two arrangements of the chalas, the two spoons of levina, etc. We see that even when it's written regarding the eating, it's to be understood as a teaching about everything, that everything is essential. After tomorrow, the fact that all is essential is not learned from chukah; it's learned from the fact that the Torah writes its flour and its oil, that's what makes it essential. So, we said before that Rav says that whenever the Torah repeats something regarding the mincha, it's to teach that it's essential. Shmuel argues and says that the requirement of the fine flour and the oil are essential, but nothing else is. In fact, does Shmuel hold that a repeated halacha in the Torah is not meant to teach that it's essential? Rather, a repeated halacha absolutely teaches that it's essential. The machlokes between them is whether we learn that something is essential from the psukim of Moloi Kumtzai and Bik Kumtzai. Rav says that this teaches that kmitzah has to be done by hand, and we are also taught that Aaron did kmitzah by hand, and therefore we're taught that it's essential. Shmuel says we can't learn the halacha for future generations from a one-time mincha of Aaron, and therefore it's not repeated and it's not essential. Furthermore, we find that Shmuel does learn halacha from the nachas of the Nasiim, which is a one-time mincha. As more, that case is different because the pasuk is repeated 12 times, once for each nasi. That's why he learns from that case. Frek the Gemara, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked Rav, the Torah repeats the halacha of Hagosha, and yet it's not essential to repeat in the pasuk of Zoyz Torah Samincha Hakrei Voice of Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem. Furthermore, the pasuk is needed to teach which side of the mizbeach the mincha is to be brought to. As the Brisa says, the pasuk says that the mincha should be brought Lefnei Hashem, which means the west side of the mizbeach. Also says El Pnei Mizbeach, which means the south side of the mizbeach. Therefore, we learn should be brought to the southwest corner. Eliezer says that it was brought to the south side of that corner, not the corner itself, because he says the entire mizbeach was on the northern half of the Azara, and therefore even the south side of the southwest corner is considered to be Lefnei Hashem, since it was opposite the opening of the Heichel. In this way, by bringing it to the south side of the corner, he has fulfilled both psukim.